Bay. Next, we're going to give a permitting update, and that'll be by Dr. Lockie Tassopoulos.
So, six of our engineers from our office are working together with our enforcement team and the multi-agency effort to conduct this enforcement sweep in the area and lending their engineering and permitting expertise.
Okay, thank you, Dr. Tassopoulos. Next, we're going to give you a monitoring update. That's going to be done by Dr. Jason Lowe.
Good morning, everybody. Ongoing monitoring for hexavalent chromium continues in the community and also in the industrial areas of Paramount. Again, we're focusing on a specific area along Madison Avenue between Texaco and Vermont. For those who are not familiar with our sampling, just want to give a brief overview of that. Essentially, air is sucked through a filter where the hexavalent chromium can be deposited, and the sample is then sent to our laboratory here at AQMD for analysis by approved US EPA methods. The samples are collected on a 1 and 3 day schedule. So what that means is that one sample is collected for every 3 days and is collected over a 24-hour period. And this schedule can be adjusted pending certain questions we want to answer. A sample was collected on Tuesday, November 29th, and the results indicate that the highest levels were observed on Madison and Minnesota. There are also elevated levels near Garfield and Madison. A sample was also collected on Friday, December 2nd. It was a day where the Santa Ana winds were blowing, so results will be expected later by tomorrow. However, because of the Santa Ana winds, it would be harder to interpret those results. A sample was collected yesterday, December 5th, and the results will be finalized later this week. The next steps we have include, last week we met with the Paramount Unified School District, and they had given us approval for access to deploy monitors on the school property. We will be coordinating with the California Air Resources Board, and that is the state air regulation agency, to assist us with collecting samples from the schools. We intend on deploying those monitors by next week. We also are planning to extend our sampling locations to go towards South Paramount. And this will be indicated in our next draft of our Paramount monitoring plan. And that plan is going to be released to our sister agencies for comment. And then once it's finalized, we'll post it to the website. As part of this expanded plan, we intend on moving some of our samplers that are already in place, ones that we think are not providing as valuable information, to be able to move down to those locations. In addition, on some of the sites, we are going to add in total metals. Currently, our monitoring is only for hexavalent chromium. But on some of our sites, we intend on adding total metals to the analysis. That concludes. Yep.
Thank you, Dr. Lowe. At this time, I will give you an update on community outreach. We have a town hall meeting scheduled for Monday, December 12th at 6 p.m. at the Paramount Community Center. We're going to give you an update on the investigation, as well as giving we're going to get an update from Los Angeles County Public Health on their efforts. Also, we'll be giving you an overview on the order for abatement that the petition for order for abatement that we issued to one of the companies, and also an update on ongoing air quality investigation and compliance. Additionally, at the meeting, we are going to be giving showing a video for the upcoming hearing board meeting for the order for abatement, explaining what the hearing board does and what they don't do and what type of testimony they receive. Now, this is not a typical town hall meeting. That is the hearing board meeting. This is a very formal hearing where they accept testimony to determine whether they will move forward with approving the order for abatement. Again, the video is going to be shown. It will be available in both English and Spanish. We will also put it up on our website for folks to take a look at it so they can become familiar in case they are interested in attending the hearing board meeting, which will take place on December 14th at 9 a.m. at our district office here in Diamond Bar. At this time, what I'll do is I'm going to turn it over to Sam Atwood, and he will give you an update on media. One thing I forgot to mention is that we will be mailing out a flyer today to the residents in within a 3/4 mile radius of Carlton Forge to give them the information on the town hall meeting and the hearing board meeting, as I mentioned earlier. So I'll turn it over to Sam, and he can provide you an update on media.
Thank you, Derek. And most of you may be aware that we've responded to a number of news media inquiries pretty much on a daily basis. And recently, that is included with Spanish language TV stations and publications. Last week, the local affiliate for Telemundo, Univision, and also La Opinión newspaper. And we will be posting our news release in Spanish to our website this afternoon. Thanks.
Thank you, Sam. So at this time, this is the time for you, if you have any questions, to email them to us. Again, the email address is publicadvisor@aqmd.gov. We do have one right now from Brendan. Let me read this. His questions: can you please provide the following information? First question, typically average lung cancer rates. Second, expected lung cancer rate for the following persistent chrome 6 levels: 1 microgram per cubic meter, or 1 nanogram per cubic meter, 10 nanograms per cubic meter, and 25 nanograms per cubic meter. As a reference, your flyer said a level of 0.045 nanograms per cubic meter over 30 years leads to a risk of 25 cancers per million people. And I'll have Joe Kay answer that question.
So, Brendan, these are numbers, that are, that we can look up, certainly the average cancer rates, but I don't have these numbers in front of me right now, and I can't do the calculations on the fly. So we will try to get back to you by through email on this.
Yes, Brendan, we have your email address, so we'll respond to you that way. And okay, let's see if there's any other questions. We got a question from Robina, or actually just the question is, can you please identify the schools where monitors have been placed? Have any monitors been placed adjacent to the facilities themselves that are closest to Gaines and Jackson schools where open operation grinding is taking place?
So, Robina, thank you for your question. So we have several schools that we're looking at. In fact, a site assessment is being conducted along with the school officials to make sure that siting, security, and there's no blocking of school activities can be found at each particular school. But we're looking tentatively at the Jackson school that you had mentioned, so that is on our list, along with Capel, Jefferson, Alondra, and Zamboni. That will be the start of our initial screening and coordination with ARB, again, pending those certain considerations, siting, security, and not blocking any school activities.
All right, thank you, Jason. Let me see. Can you please identify... Have any monitors been placed adjacent to the facilities themselves that are closest to the Gaines and Jackson schools where open operation grinding is taking place.
So as I had mentioned in the opening statements, we are looking to deploy monitors south in South Paramount area, and that is an area that we're looking at. So we are looking at deployment either late this week or early next week for those monitors.
And we just received a letter from Press Forge providing information to us in regards to their grinding operation, that they've moved their grinding operation indoors and they're working on building a total enclosure under negative air and then venting it to air pollution controls that will filter out the metal particulates.
All right, thank you, Susan. Let's see. Right now, we don't have any other questions, so we will hold on until we receive more questions. Okay, got another question from Brendan. Does hex chrome at these levels or any level have a smell?
Yeah, hi, this is Joe K. Gosh. I don't believe hex chrome is known to have a smell.
Thank you, Dr. Gosh. No other questions right now. We'll hold on for a bit. Couple media questions from Rebecca. Any updates on investigations into other businesses that might be contributing to the Chrome 6 problems in Paramount? I'll let Bay Gilchrist answer that.
Again, our investigation is ongoing, and to preserve the confidentiality of the enforcement process, at this time, the only information we can give is information that's already basically public information in terms of the notices of violation that we've issued. We've issued those to Anaplex, Aerocraft, and Procast Industries. We've filed for a petition for a notice order for abatement against those two facilities, Anaplex and Aerocraft, and we're continuing to coordinate with the other agencies. Currently, we're going to be and are in the process of conducting an investigation into numerous other facilities, approximately 75 in the area, based on information that's been provided to us by Paramount.
Okay, thank you, Bay. We have no other questions in the queue right now, so we'll hold on. Again, if you have any questions, send it to publicadvisor@aqmd.gov. Still waiting. Okay, we got a question, let me see, from Kimberly Vargas. Have any measures been taken to analyze exposure levels for the workers working in the facilities? Will OSHA be involved? We are reaching out to OSHA to get them, notify them, and get them involved in the process. Your other question is, have any measures been taken to analyze the exposure levels for the workers working in the facility? We're going to leave that up to OSHA to take those readings, and we'll follow up as needed. Just as just to mention, the city of Paramount has coordinated a subcommittee made up of a couple of council members as well as some of the city commissioners. They are having a meeting on December 10th at 1 p.m. That's not our meeting, it's the city's meeting, but we will be in attendance to listen. Again, the email address is publicadvisor@aqmd.gov. As a follow-up to the December 10 meeting that the city's having, it's going to be held at Progress Park. Just in case you didn't, I know I didn't mention it. Again, publicadvisor@aqmd.gov if you have any questions. Brendan, you have another question. Your numbers seem to indicate that chrome 6 levels drop rapidly each quarter mile away from its source. Is this correct? And if yes, then it is correct that the numbers only around Garfield/Madison are of concern.
So this is Jason. With regards to your observations of the data, you are correct that there is a sharp decline of hexavalent chromium concentrations going away from the Garfield and Madison block. However, it is noted in the data that there are also elevated levels at the Madison and Minnesota block. And even though the levels decline, the levels even at some of our more downwind monitors show that they decline, but they're still higher than what we would consider typical levels. So to say that we're only concerned about those areas, they are high priority areas, but they're not the only areas of concern.
Thank you, Jason. If you want more information about AQMD's documents, you can go to our website. You can get information on town hall meetings. You can get information on some of our monitoring documents and order for abatement and others. And again, if you go to our website, aqmd.gov, and then if you scroll down to the very bottom, almost to the bottom, there is a link for the Paramount investigation, so you should be able to get that information from our website. You can also search in our search area for Paramount, and you'll find it in there also. So we got no questions. As of now, we'll wait about a minute or two, and if not, then we'll end the call. Again, if you have questions, please email them to publicadvisor@aqmd.gov. We'll be waiting on for a couple minutes, see if we get any additional questions. Brendan, you got another question here. Can you please say who is responsible for the cleanup of hex chrome?
So this is Kurt Weiss, the general counsel. As a general matter, it's going to be the party that's contributed to the high levels of chrome, whether it's found in the air or in soil.
What agency is it?
We're on hold for more questions. Just want to remind everyone that we do have this call being simultaneously translated into Spanish, so if you're aware of anybody that is interested in participating and they speak Spanish, they can call in to our number. And it was listed on the flyer that we sent out, but in case you don't have the number is area code 888-394-8197. And the passcode is 989-1238. Also, for those of you maybe want to go back and listen to the to this call, we are posting the calls up on the web. It should be posted hopefully today or tomorrow, this call. And you can again visit the Paramount webpage on our website to listen in on the call. Take about another minute, and then if we get no other questions, we're going to end the call. Again, its email address is for questions, publicadvisor@aqmd.gov. And for those of you that have questions that are listening simultaneously in Spanish, you can submit your questions in Spanish. And we do have an interpreter here that will be able to translate the questions to us, and we'll be able to answer it, and he again will translate it back into Spanish. Okay, we got a question from Lisa Lapin. Did AQMD coordinate with Edison for the monitoring?
So this is Jason. Yes, I think I've mentioned in previous calls that we did coordinate with the city and also with SoCal Edison for our initial sampling locations. And we will continue to do so for our expanded plan as well.
Thank you, Jason. We'll wait about another minute for more questions. For those of you who are on the phone, we just want to thank you for participating on this call. Obviously, we want to get the information out as much as possible. And having this weekly conference call gives the community, the City of Paramount, and any other concerned people the information that literally we, the most up-to-date information we have. So I want to thank you for participating on this call. Okay, seeing that we don't have any other questions, we're going to... let's see. I just heard a beep here. Let me see if we've got another question. Yeah, I got another question from Lisa. Will monitors be placed at Press Forge since they are also owned by Precision Cast Parts?
So this is Jason again. As mentioned, that we're deploying in the South Paramount area, and we are looking to deploy in areas nearby that Press and also Weber Forge areas.
Thank you, Jason.
I'm not sure.
This is Susan Nakamura talking.
If you're on the earlier remark in regards to a letter that we received from Press Forge, but they notified us that they have not been grinding outside, and they're currently grinding indoors, and they're building a total enclosure under negative air, and they're also going to be venting that to air pollution controls, and they'll have primary and secondary filtration with HEPA filters.
So I just want to remind everyone that if you do have questions for us, please, even though we end this call, please feel free to email me at publicadvisor@aqmd.gov, And we'll go ahead and answer the question. We will respond to you, even though we're not on the call anymore. Okay, Lisa Lappin again. What about Matco?
We haven't received any additional information from Matco since the last time we visited the facility, which was, I believe, in probably earlier this year.
Thank you, Susan.
I think she's asking about monitoring.
The monitors will be.
Yeah, so this is Jason. As part of the plan, again, there's a systematic aspect to it in terms of conducting along that north-south profile that I've mentioned before. But we're in the cause where if we have areas of concern or specific facilities of concern, we're looking at those areas. So we are looking to feedback from the community, from our inspections, and I guess I was just indicated that Matco is nearby Weber and Press. So like I mentioned, if we are deploying monitors in that area, so if Matco is near Weber and Press, then that would be perhaps one of the facilities that would be influencing some of the monitors that are being placed.
Okay, seeing that we don't have any other questions, well, I want to thank you again. If you have any questions, please feel free to email me at publicadvisor@aqmd.gov. Thank you very much.